It's time for Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Sound Mind broadcast with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. Hello there, Mr. Pryor.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Pretty good, in spite of everything, as we continue to work through issues having to do with COVID-19. Things seem to be improving, but still going to be a lot of residual fear, I think, about this for months, maybe years to come. It's going to change the way we relate to people, how we relate to ourselves, the Lord. You wanted to talk about fear, kind of a refresher course on fear.
Yeah, as if you've been listening for the last few weeks, a lot of these the shows that we've been airing here kind of merged together because a lot of it has to do with this COVID-19. But beyond COVID-19, we just say that COVID-19 presents a great opportunity for us to really examine how we deal with stress, and obviously people are dealing with it at different levels. Some people, you know, we were talking about the chain breaking at the weakest link, and that, of course, it always does. When we face a situation, a crisis or stress, if we don't have a coping tool to get us through that, we're going to resort back to things that have worked in the past. And these would be old habits that we've tried to break. So, you know, I see in counseling, I see people struggling again with addictions that they had beaten for a while, or anxiety and depression that they thought they'd gotten away from. Well, maybe you have, and maybe you've done a good job. So this is just a measuring rod. This is a way of allowing us to see that, okay, I still need some work in those areas. It's not that I've failed or done poorly. It's just that it's sort of like if you're training for a sport or anything like that, you increase your strength in increments, or if you're a weightlifter, it's a perfect example. You know, you don't start off trying to bench press 300 pounds. You kind of have to gradually work up to that, or work up to more weight. You don't just start out that way. So this COVID-19 it's reminded us of our mortality, and in a very present literal way, because people are actually dying from it. There is, I want to remind people, there is light at the end of the tunnel. We are seeing some good things happen, but it is going to take a while. And as you were saying earlier, Mark, maybe a long time. I'm wondering if we're going to go through this every flu season.
Boy, I hope not. I think people are going to start doing more fist bumping instead of handshaking. Yeah. I've heard that something as basic as that may really change.
That could culturally change because
maybe we'll start bowing more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nodding, bowing, there will be some things that will change for a while, and some things might even change permanently, but. But I guess, I repeat, in a very real way, this has brought us face to face with our mortality. But Christians should have an answer for mortality. Mortality is the root of our fear, and I've explained that a number of times in various shows. You know, we all fear mortality. I think if it weren't for the fact that we're mortal, a lot of the things that we fear, we probably wouldn't fear. Now, it's sitting here, sitting in your chair, driving along, listening to this right now, it might seem that that's an awful leap from, fear to mortality. But as I've explained in other shows, and if I wanted to take the time here, I could. I won't take the time during this show. But you can quickly trace fear back to mortality. It's the one thing that we have no control over. And so the way that we battle fear of any kind, we're pursuing value, control, and power, and fear and shame as well. Human fear is a spiritual thing because I say that because humans comprehend being. Animals, we see animals, they can almost act like they fear death or fear pain. Well, they do, but they don't fear it for the same reasons that we do. They don't they don't have a sense of a being. They are strictly pleasure-seeking and pain-avoiding, and their instincts tell them of danger. But they don't have the sense that, as we do, you know, when danger comes or when I'm afraid of something, it has to do with something that could happen to me, something that could happen to my being, which means something that could happen to myself, my soul. And so we're very different in that way. So I say that, you know, human fear is spiritual. I was recently reading in the Epoch Times an article where they're talking about addiction is spiritual. Well, addiction is a way that we deal with fear. Addiction is a way that we deal with shame. And so those are spiritual things. So, of course, the response to fear is a spiritual thing as well. And so I say to people, in order to overcome fear and overcome shame, we have to grow our world. We have to pursue value, control, and power. Now, those are just words. Let me put some meaning to that. The two divine institutions, God creates and God relates, and that's what we have to do in order to grow our world. So in this time of fear, because of this, we have to find ways to create and ways to relate. Those are two of the things that the social shutdown has kind of taken us away from. There are fewer ways to create. You know, I don't know if it's still the same in a lot of areas. Parks were closed, and I see some parks opening up, but some parks are still closed. There are a few places that you can go. Restaurants are closed. It's difficult to relate. It's difficult to create sometimes because a lot of the activities that people have that would do outside of the home are no longer are temporarily not available.
In a bigger sense, what do you mean by create?
Can be work, can be a hobby, can be work or hobby.
Be productive,
being productive, and creating things. Mm-hmm. You know, you can work around the house, but sometimes there's waiting lines at Home Depot. So, so a lot of those things are kind of taken away from us. And so, what do we have left? Is, you know, we're putting up with the increased anxiety, increased depression, the increased impatience, irritability, anger. Cooped up, some people really taking this serious, and they're cooped up in their home and their apartment, and you know, nerves are on edge and getting raw.
But if that's how you get out of these problems with fear, by creating and relating, so creating, working, being a productive member of society, so that's shut off, and then relating, too, has been severely mm-hmm. decreased as well, particularly maybe for a single person who's by themselves. So mm-hmm. how do they break out of that? How do they kind of break through that? Because those are their two ways to be mm-hmm. more spiritual mm-hmm. in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just have to find ways. We have to be creative, don't we? Because, you know, virtual relationships, social media, and when I say that, I'm talking about Facebook.
It's not the same.
Some of the things. It's not the same thing, but we have to take advantage of the resources that we have.
More than ever.
More than ever.
And there are more resources than ever. Some of these ways to social media, Zoom meetings mm-hmm. and Skype and some of these different things, you mm-hmm. can reach out. It's still possible.
And some churches I know have used things like the Zoom tool. I guess Zoom has recently got some really bad publicity for what they call them. I dread when they come up with these names because it's almost like a challenge, but they're calling them Zoom bombers or something like that. So they're coming in, and Zoom has very little protection. So,
well, I guess part of it, a big chunk of the company is based in China, and it's open sourced to China, so people are worried.
I've heard that they're not discreet with the information, and also people can get into the Zoom conference.
So don't get too personal on Zoom.
No, there are other programs I think that are safer, but that kind of thing, you know, I'm doing Skype counseling. So we have to take advantage. I encourage people that have a Facebook to get away from political jargon and negativity and start posting things like scripture verses, something that's encouraging.
There
if you're a Christian and you have a Facebook page, you probably have some Christian friends. And this is the time to be thinking, what would encourage, what would it be encouraging to those people? So this is a way of ministering to the body of Christ. So if you have this Facebook page, be posting encouraging things, scripture verses. There's some probably pretty good photographers out there that can post some beautiful artwork.
What about your guitar? Are you going to do a little guitar picking?
You know,
and
I don't think that would encourage people all that much.
You know, maybe you can start doing guitar lessons.
I always think that I do pretty good with guitar, but if somebody says, play something, I have all thumbs. Or if somebody points a microphone at me, it just doesn't work. God didn't want me to do that. That's not my excuse. It's just not my strength. But but boy, I sure enjoy playing. And, if you've got
that's
a hobby,
it's
creative. If you've got a hobby,
painting.
Do you?
I just got some of the Joy of Painting videos from Bob Ross, and I'm going to try and do some happy little trees.
Yeah, okay. That's great stuff. So we have to do those kinds of things. And one of the things is what I see people have been attending churches but not been very proactive about reaching out and actually forming relationships. Forming relationships is difficult to do. As you get older, it gets sometimes more difficult because there has to be a context. When we were young, the context was play. As you get older and your life gets busy, there's less time for play and less time for socializing. And let's face it, a lot of us are during the workday, it's people, people, people. And when we get away from the workday, we don't want people, people. But during this
But there's more time now.
There's more time now.
Maybe and the Lord can really use this in people's lives. That's what makes some lemonade out of lemons.
There's more time now. And also people are realizing that they really need relationships, close relationships. And, you know, when we get back to church or virtual church, there are ways to even reach out, even though we don't actually go to the service. We can make phone calls to people that, you know, I want to repeat on, kind of carry on from this line when we come back, because I see us getting short here, ready for a break. So I want to pick up right there how we can communicate and do things creative.
Well, you can still communicate with people. You're doing Skype counseling, but they have to set that up with you. How do they get in touch with you, Daniel?
Yeah, you can call me at 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169, and that's covered by insurance, just like your regular counseling. And what you'll do is call me, and we'll set up a time, and I'll give you my Skype handle, and then you can be in my contacts. And then when our appointment time comes up, we just make the call, and so I can do Skype or FaceTime that way. Call 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169. People also email me through the website, BibleBasedCounselor.com.
And you also have lots of podcasts there as well, so people have some extra time. They can peruse several years' worth of messages there at BibleBasedCounselor.com. Back with more of the Sound Mind broadcast with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor in just a moment.
Hi, this is Daniel Pryor, counselor and life coach. Christian marriages are being attacked as never before, from outside and from within. Today more than ever before, you have to be proactive, learning to better be aware, to be more caring, and to be better communicators, recognizing and dealing with problems that are from within, from without, personal or relational. And that's where I can help you. Contact me through my website at BibleBasedCounselor.com or call me at 425-778-6169.
Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, the show this week helping people to deal with the fear caused by the COVID-19 virus and maybe the long-term effects of how this might change our society. But you're giving us a way out of this, kind of a review of some things you always talk about on the show, Daniel.
Right. And when we're through with COVID-19, there will be other things to fear, and we'll handle them the same way.
There you go.
But I think that this is a great opportunity for the church, the body of Christ, to recognize how we must see ourselves as a body, and that means reaching out to people. There might be people in your church that you you sort of know who they are, and you've kind of had, you know, maybe for a period of time, kind of a drawing toward them, but you've never quite done that. Now, maybe your church has a phone directory, or maybe you know somebody who probably knows that person, and this would be a good time to build those bridges. This has kind of come on us, of course, a huge surprise. Nobody knows that these kinds of things are coming. But when this has come, this crisis that we're faced with, some of us are caught kind of with our, not pants down, but, you know, some of us are caught
unawares,
yes, and finding that, you know, I didn't have as close a contact relationships in the church as I thought I did, and so this is a good time to start to build those. So reaching out to people in the congregation that maybe you didn't know well. But certainly reaching out to people in the congregation that you did know well. This is a good chance to follow the scripture in Galatians 6 that says, each man must bear his own burdens, and that's women too. And then it says just after that, bear one another's burdens. So people say, well, are we supposed to bear our own or bear one another's? Well, you bear your own. You take care of the things that God's told you to take care of, and then you take care of someone else's burdens. Now you say, well, then are they taking care of theirs if I am? Well, if God's told you to take care of their burden, then it isn't their burden anymore. It's yours. So you take care of what God's given you to do, working out your own salvation, securing your own mask first. That's got a double meaning now, doesn't it?
There you go.
I'm speaking, securing your own mask first,
and then
helping the other person. Talking last week with Brian Tingley, and as counselors, I know that I have to have answers for people. I can't just show up at the counseling session scratching my head and saying, boy, I don't have any idea. Let's try to work it out. I have to have, and which means I have to have answers for myself. I have to be able to manage my life and keep trying to manage my life so that when I'm with someone that's having difficulty, I can say, you know, kind of this is the way, walk ye in it in a sense, because I've tried this and I know that it works. So we have to bear our own burdens, but then we have to be reaching out to help other people bear their burdens too. So we were talking about creating and relating how we grow our world and give it more meaning, and we're moving toward, you know, 2 Timothy chapter 1, where it says, you know, God hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. We're trying to move toward that. And I have some other words I use, value, control, and power. It's the same kind of an idea. We're moving toward enlarging our life, enlarging our faith. And the way that we do that, the two ways that we do that are creating and relating. Now, that's true for any human being, but it's particularly true. Believers have optimal advantage here because, you know, self-help and recovery programs, they will always tell you that you have to, if you want to move away from your past and you want to have this more of a confident, meaningful life, you have to find a purpose beyond yourself. And why would that be? And I think that's because we're created for an eternal purpose. Mankind was created for an eternal purpose, and so we cannot be satisfied just within ourselves. We've got to have something beyond. This is where Christians really have the advantage, because as believers, if we truly understand the body of Christ, and if we have our priorities right, then whatever we create is done for the highest purpose. It's done for God's purpose. And even natural vocations can be done for this higher purpose. There's a proper time for hobbies, recreation, leisure. All of these things can be done unto the Lord, and they can be forms of worship. Also, our relationships have a divine purpose. Ephesians 5, and I want to zero in on this because this really gets to the crux of, I think, one of the things that should be coming out of this experience for Christians, and that is, this is that well-known passage where Paul is talking about we're his body, We're his flesh, we're his bone. And then he's quoting this from Adam. Adam uses these words, or Moses uses these words in the second chapter of Genesis where Eve is created. This is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Therefore, a man shall leave his mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Paul quotes that here, but he says it differently. He's bringing in the mystery of our relationship with Christ. So he says we are members of his body, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And then he says, therefore, man shall leave his mother, cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And then he says, this is a great mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. So let me reread that and let me rephrase it to bring out Paul's point. And we are his body, bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh, one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I'm speaking of Christ and the church. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, one flesh. This is the mystery. We're speaking of Christ and the church. So here we are, the body of Christ, trying to learn how is it that we're actually, as members of Christ, one flesh, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And the way we learn this is by reaching out to one another, and again, caring not because I care, but caring because we're a body. You understand what I say when I say caring not because I care? It's not, I'm not reaching out to people because I already have a feeling of compassion or, love, or I'm drawn to them particularly, because there are a lot of people in the body of Christ who you're not drawn to particularly. There are some uncomely parts, and there are some people with character flaws, you think. And so we're not drawn to them, but we care because we're told to care. We care because we're a body. So I think that's an important thing, and the church has the inside track. We have to work to maintain that mindset. That isn't something that we have a revelation one day and it's good for the rest of our lives. As I said in the last show a week ago, we were talking about, I mentioned the manna principle and how that, God wants us on a short leash, if you will, faith for the day. He doesn't want us, going to a church service and then living on that for the rest of the week. And now we're finding out with this virus crisis, we can't do that. We can't do it emotionally. We don't have the joy. We're bound by fear. We just can't do it. We have to have the daily manna. It's got to be an everyday thing, and several times during the day. You can't just get by maybe even morning devotions. This has got to be a close walk with the Lord, a close fellowship with the Lord. And so close fellowship with God, prayer, obviously. And prayer can be a difficult thing for a lot of people. It's an acquired taste, let's say. It's something that you have to work at and appreciate. You know how it works. You got to break a sweat. What was the thing in Scripture where the disciples? I think they were falling asleep or something. Jesus was praying or something, or what was that? Or maybe I'm getting this completely out of context. Pastor Mark, you help me out here. It's the part where he says, "You've not yet struggled unto blood. Mm. You've not yet." So the idea of Jesus when he was praying in the garden, he sweat drops of blood, and maybe it was Paul that was talking and saying here, you haven't yet striven unto blood. We'll probably never get there, but prayer can be work. Scripture reading, that should be part of our regular diet. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Worship, that is congregational worship, and inspirational books, inspirational worship. Putting in, you are what you eat, sort of thing. Fellowship with others, virtual for now if needed, but we're literally a body, okay? The result of this, then, this practice is going to be that needed sense of value, control, or power, or that spiritual empowerment that Paul talks about to Timothy. The power, the love, and the sound mind, spiritual empowerment, agape love, not amor, but agape love, and a sound mind. So Once again, this is a measuring rod for us. This is a time for people not to wait for the pastor to necessarily lead out, but do what God's telling you to do. God's telling you to phone. If God's telling you, put something encouraging on Facebook. If God's telling you, a lot of times just, you know, you feel anxious, you feel depressed. I've said before, I'll say again, this is a call to prayer. These emotions tell us we need prayer. These emotions tell us we need fellowship.
We need to reach out to people. Perhaps you are dealing with some things that are just overwhelming you, though. Daniel is doing Skype counseling. And how do people get in touch with you, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm in the office, but I'm also doing Skype counseling from faraway places and people that don't want to come into the office. Phone call, we'll get that set up, 425-778-6169. Let's do that again. 425-778-6169. People also email me through the website, BibleBasedCounselor.com, where you're going to find about 5 years or more of these radio shows.
People got a little bit more time on their hands. There's some great things to listen to there with the podcasts. From Daniel Pryor, life coach and counselor, and the Sound Mind broadcast here on KCIS.
You've been listening to Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. To make an appointment, call 425-778-6169. Be sure to tune in each Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. for Sound Mind with Daniel Pryor.